From KXEI Community Radio, this is Research Matters, where we meet student academic researchers in our region. I'm Bridget Thumb, and my guest today is a sophomore double majoring in microbiology and molecular and cellular biology. Welcome to Research Matters, Ariel Heinrich.
Glad to be here.
What lab are you working in?
I work in the Balcher's lab. I work with bacteria that are symbiotic with fungi. When people say that, like, oh, my food went moldy, I'll just cut out the mold bit and then eat the rest, that's kind of a bad choice because the majority of the fungus is like this root system that you can't see inside the rest of the food and it permeates the whole thing. That root system is called the fungal mycelium or the fungal hyphae. And what I work with are bacteria that live inside the cells of that root system. So they're called endosymbionts. So that's kind of my research, is how they get into the cell and what they're doing inside.
What is symbiotic relationship?
It's basically the scientific term for partnership or interaction between two organisms. If you've ever seen lichen, that is neither a plant nor an algae. It's actually a partnership between fungus and algae, and they work together to produce what we see as lichen.
Oh, I'm liking that.
Bacteria that I'm working with is part of the taxonomic group Lutobacter. It's very specific and choosy with which species it will associate with. And we don't know if that's because of the bacteria's decision or if it's the fungus letting certain species in. Normally, this bacterium has a whip-like tail that allows it to swim through. I deleted this tail, and I'm going to see if that bacterium can still get inside the cells of the hyphae.
You see if it can get in there without its flagella?
Yes.
Do you think it will? Like, what's happening?
We really don't know, because I recently did an experiment where I took versions of my strain that were really good at swimming.
So like the Olympic
Yeah, the
level.
Olympic bacteria.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to go inside the fungus. Because of that experiment, I'm not so sure. I really don't know.
Right, because the good swimmers didn't even want to go there.
Yeah. Or maybe the fungus didn't want the big swimmers. I don't know.
That's really interesting, and that's what you're trying to figure out.
Yes. I'm also researching what it's doing in there. My mentor found out that there are really weird ways that this bacterium makes certain amino acids to make proteins, really unlike other bacteria. So we think that has something to do with its partnership with this fungus. So once it gets inside, it might use the nutrients that are inside of the fungal cells to thrive. I've been running experiments figuring out if that has anything to do with the association.
Why does this research matter?
By studying the interactions between this bacterium and the fungus, we can optimize crop yield and minimize environmental damage. And we can also figure out how climate change is impacting previously unstudied aspects of the ecosystem.
You've been listening to Research Matters, and our guest has been Ariel Heinrich, a sophomore double majoring at the University of Arizona. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ariel.
Thank you so much for having me.